Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Best thing about phones these days is that you can get it out. I mean, in the States at the moment, it's pretty full on because cops, there's been a lot of people that have been killed by cops. And if you're a black man and you're getting pulled over by the cops, you've got to be very, very careful because if you do any sudden movements, you can get shot.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people at the moment that when they get pulled over, they get their phones out, Sarah, and they document what's going on.
Yeah, right.
And I love this because there's nothing cops can do about it.
No.
You can't tell someone to put their phones away.
No, they've got the right to film.
They do have the right to film. So there's this guy in Indianapolis, right? He's a black man and his car has fit the same description as a car that's been stolen in the area.
Right.
He's already been pulled over once and then they let him go. Down the road, he gets pulled over again. He's going, what's going on here? So he documents this. This is really interesting because this is the conversation that goes on between him and this one cop.
Second time today being pulled over by the police. Allegedly looking for a stolen car. They pull guns on me, trying to kill me. What's the problem, officer? You pull guns on me.
Yeah, because you're matching a stolen car. We have a black Altima.
I'm matching a stolen car and you pull guns on me?
Yes, we do felony stops.
Did you run the plates just to see if this car was stolen?
We didn't have time to run the plates.
Well, you have time to pull a gun out. You should run the plates first before you threaten my life. I have rights, officer. You didn't even run the plates to see if this was a car before you pulled the gun out.
I'm not taking my eye off you to run the plate.
But you want to pull a gun to threaten my life?
I did.
Yes, you did.
Because my life...
Your life isn't in danger if this is the vehicle that you're looking for.
That?
You didn't run the plate, so how could you know?
I don't have time to run the plate.
But you have time to pull guns out.
Yeah.
Bye. What's the problem? Yeah, you buy too.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, bye all of y'all.
Have a great day. Drive safely. Buckle up.
What a smart ass cop.
That's terrible.
So the cops drive off, right? Okay. And the guy just, he's in his car with his, he's still going with the video, going, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't believe they did it. Because he didn't move, the cop stopped down the street, turned around, came back in behind him again, then gets on the megaphone. Have a listen to this. Because the guy didn't take off, he's turned around and he's megaphoned him going, you are obstructing traffic, leave now. They just hounded this poor bloke.
It concerns me, doesn't it? Remember that footage last year that came out of the cop and he was charging a bloke for speeding? And the guy says, show me where it was on your radar. Show me the detail that I was going over the speed limit.
They don't have to show it, do they?
Well, the cop was saying, I didn't have time. I didn't see it on the register. I just know I've been on the roads long enough to know that you were going faster than you should have been. And the guy filmed the entire thing and got off it. And I think this cop's job was brought into question because he was just going, oh, mate, I know. When a car's going faster that than the other cars.
It was really interesting. That was interesting.
Scary, isn't it?
I know.
It's terrible.
Very scary. How long did it last? Did it last? How long did it last?
I really need to know. Too deep. You're just drowning everyone out.
All right, go again.
Oh, my throat hurts today. How long did it last? Did it last?
How long did it last? That one there just sums up the segment.
Just struggling. Just really struggling.
That effort at the end there just sums up the segment.
Just feeling hungover on a Sunday morning. All right, here we go. You know how the game works. Closest to the pin. Sarah, I believe you won last week.
I don't even remember now.
Jay stepped in. It was you, Farizi. You are the current champion.
I don't know how to play the game.
Yes,
I've
you do,
rules.
Mate. Okay, I'll tell you how many, whether it's in years or months, nearest to the pin. Sophie Monk and Sam Worthington.
They didn't date.
Didn't they, Sarah?
What year then?
This was a while ago. They were pitching a TV show. Sam Worthington had a concept to do with Sophie Monk's life. It was a reality TV show. And during that pitch is where things started to blossom. There were then rumours that they split because of his interest in Lara Bingle.
3 months.
The question is, how long did it last?
Yeah, I'm gonna say 8 weeks.
Oh, you're going 8 weeks.
I know, he looks so confused.
I've got to do that. I've got to go down the chart.
I've got to clarify.
3 months and 2 months, mate.
Conversion. It was 4 months. Frizzy off to a flying start.
Oh, Ryan. Okay, it's the winner. Coming up, Ronan Keating.
Best of five.
Sorry.
Yeah, best of five we'll go through. You might know this one, Sarah. I reckon you're home here. Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, they did go out for a while. Weren't they in Cruel Intentions together?
Yes, they were. Great film.
Cruel Intentions 2.
That was a bit horrible, wasn't it?
Cruel Intentions was a great film, wasn't it? Just remember, they were married, so I would ask for this in
kids.
Years, please. They did have two kids. They've got Ava.
And Deacon.
And Deacon.
You have a crack, see?
No.
And then I'll go around you.
8 years?
Okay, Sarah wants 8 years. What do you want to lock in, Ryan? How long did it last in years?
I'll help Sarah. I'll go 7 years. I'll go under.
You don't have to help me out. I reckon he does, though, because it'll be more than eight, won't it?
It was bang on eight. Sarah McGildray on the board.
S-crack.
Yeah. I got one.
What? Here we go. Lindsay Lohan and Zac Efron. How long did it last?
As if Zac Efron went slumming it with Lohan.
Both were teen stars. Zac was High School Musical, of course. She was Parent Trap. There was a list that came out a while ago. Do you remember that? About the people Lindsay Lohan had actually slept with. Also on that list was Justin Timberlake and James Franco. The question is, Lindsay Lohan, Zac Efron, how long did it last?
4 months.
2 months.
Nearest to the pin. What did you say, Sue?
Two. Oh.
It was 1 night. Sarah, congratulations. Yeah. You are moving well
through
this.
I did think they probably just hooked up.
One night. I mean, I would have given it away if I'd said hours, guys. So thanks for playing along. Here we go. Sarah, if you get this right, you win.
Good luck, sir.
Thanks.
Braithen Astor, Jodie Gordon. The question is, how long did it last, guys? That is also the name of the segment.
I'll say 4 years.
I'm going to say three. Clearly Fitzy got
it. No, I'm just trying to build the suspense if anybody's actually emotionally involved in this game.
No, they're not.
It was 3 years. Sarah, you're today's
winner. Sarah!
Wow, bang on the money.
Good effort, Sarah.
How does it feel, Sarah? You want to make a speech or anything?
I'd like to thank God and my mum.
Did it last? How long did it last?
I really need to know.
We shouldn't be complaining about rain compared to far north Queensland over the last couple of days with Cyclone Debbie. But like we said, that little ray of sunshine in that eye of the storm, Sarah, 4:20 a.m. on Wednesday morning, little Biliana was born during the Cyclone Debbie in the Whitsundays ambulance station. They had to do it in an ambulance station because they couldn't get to the hospital because of the flooded roads.
It's just so lucky that they're quite, not easy births, but that there's no complications.
Oh, so true. Ones.
It's fantastic.
Biliana was a girl. Very disappointing they didn't go with Debbie.
It would have made sense, and it would have made a great story for the rest of her life. Why did you call her Debbie? Well, you know, we were pregnant, we're rushed to the hospital, there was a cyclone, and is a great story you've got.
Any pub that you go to,
bang.
And someone asks, how'd you get your name?
There it
is.
Is
anyone going to ask that, though?
Oh, they will.
Debbie?
Hi, yep. Debbie.
It's not obscure.
Is there a story behind Sarah?
More obscure.
I mean, mine was Ryan Redford, the actor. Ryan Redford?
Robert Redford? Yeah, sure. Your parents just confused
No, right, sorry.
Ryan
sorry,
Reynolds?
He looks very similar to Robert Redford. Ryan O'Neill.
Who's Ryan O'Neill?
Oh, my God, yeah,
look,
Tatum
he looks
O'Neill,
very similar. Look, get him up, Tommy. He looks very similar to Robert Redford.
Is that
I'd
right?
I'd stuff that.
Ryan O'Neill.
Was he a basketballer or there something?
There was a... Oh, so he's sort of your older, handsome gentleman.
Yes.
And your mum had a bit of a fantasy
on Ryan O'Neill.
Ryan O'Neill. 13, 24, 10 if you were born after a devastation or maybe a place of birth.
There's a few celebs. I mean, Mariah Carey's son is called Moroccan.
Yep.
Yeah, now, she has Munro and Moroccan.
Moroccan was after twins. She was conceived cooking lamb.
No. It's similar. Moroccan is named after a room in their home, which is decorated in the style of the North African nation.
Really?
Yeah. Alicia Keys has got Egypt.
Yep. Sure.
We spoke about Brooklyn before, but even Chris Hemsworth has got little India. Because her and Elsa love the country India.
Wow. Yeah. Dad wanted to call me Jean-Paul.
That's true, isn't it? That's
yeah,
a Fair Income story.
Yeah, he said, Mum wanted mine.
Because she loved the aroma.
Mum wanted
the fragrance. Jean-Paul Gaultier.
He just loves an aftershave. He can't get enough of Jean-Paul. He wanted Stephen or Jean-Paul.
Oh, that was his love.
Hey, Steve Whipfley's arrived. Hey, Steve.
Stick around. You're listening to Fitzy and Jean-Paul.
Or Fitzy and Steve.
We got Channon on the line. Now, Channon, what were you named after?
Oh, g'day, guys. My parents named me after a forest.
All right. Is it Shannon or Channon?
Well, I say Shannon.
Yep.
But it's spelled with a C. Oh.
Where's the Shannon Forest?
The Shannon Forest is up near Lismore, northern New South Wales.
Yeah, right.
That's not where you were conceived, was it?
Possibly conceived there.
Oh, wow.
Possibly after a bit of wacky tobacky. Who knows?
Oh, old bush bash.
See, this was the thing. Back in the 70s, mm-hmm. with your parents, this is the thing. It was a weird time back then, Sarah.
Yeah, but you don't want to picture your mum and dad wandering off into the forest and then all of a sudden against a tree you're conceived.
There was a lot of wacky tobacky. there would be a lot of hippie names from the 70s.
Mm. Gemma in the Blue Mountains, what's your friend named after?
Yeah, hi. She was born on Anzac Day, and so her name is Tasna, which is Anzac spelled backwards.
Oh, yeah, why not?
So what's her name again?
Kazna, so C-A-N-Z-A.
God.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Kanza.
C-A-Z-N-A, yeah.
Yeah. Kazna. So is she just, she's just known as Kaz?
No, she's just known as Kazna.
God, I could have gone with that. Ted was conceived on Anzac Day.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because when you go to the doctor and you look at
if you only do it once a year for yourself.
Let's move on to one of the greatest cheating stories I've ever heard of. 13, 24, 10. If you've got a horrible, horrible way you found out that your partner was cheating on you,
yeah.
I want to know if you can beat this one.
Come and have a laugh with
us. You've got to be able to laugh at these things, right? Time and tragedy equals comedy, and that's what we're looking for here. These guys, this girl... You're not going to believe it. She was an Uber driver. She picks up a girl from an airport, and the girl says, "This is the address I'm going to." She thinks, it's a bit strange. That's where my boyfriend
lives. Oh, no.
Awesome.
That is where, but hadn't given, it was an apartment block, but hadn't given the actual number of the apartment. It was just the block. So she gets there and rings ahead, right? So she's thinking, this is a bit weird. I can't believe, what a coincidence. Rings ahead the girl, who the passenger is, and says to the boyfriend, "Can you come out the front and help me with my luggage?" So she's kind of thinking, oh, God, wouldn't it be. Anyway, pulls up, out walks the boyfriend.
Right.
He had lied and told her he was going away for a weekend. He'd even packed his luggage, said his mum was in hospital and needed an operation, had to fly into state for the weekend. So she decided to, you know, go home for the weekend, right? So they went their own ways, only to find out he'd faked the sickness of his mum and that he was flying another girl in for the weekend.
What a good blow.
Uber cheats.
Isn't the Uber cheats. Jeez.
3 minutes away from your heart being broken.
How many stars would you give this heartbreak? 5?
I want to get my heart broken. Well, there's someone 11 minutes away that could probably get there quickly.
Yeah, and leave any feedback you want. I mean, like you, Fitzy, I mean, you flew to the States just to find out that your heart was being shattered.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't an easy breakup for you.
The greatest story that we heard, we spoke to a girl who works for a paper.
Yep.
And she went to she took her bloke to Bali, Sarah.
Mm.
They went out and had a few drinks. She got Bali belly. Hit her pretty quickly. She had to go back to the room and she was in a horrible state, she said.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Do you mind? I might go out and have a couple of drinks." And there was a game of footy on. She said, "I'll go watch the footy." So she said, "No worries. I'm not moving from here." She went to bed. Later that night, she was woken by her man coming home with another girl and asked her, "Can you move over to the other bed?"
No. Yep, and said, "That's my sister."
Oh.
That was the line he went with.
Yeah, he said,
"She's my sister, don't worry, she won't get in the way."
To his, about his girlfriend. What a pig.
Had a friend who was married to this fella and said he had to go out to Western Sydney for work for 10 days. Had to go on a 10-day work trip. They lived in the city. It was easier just to stay out there in the Blue Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Got the phone bill. That month, and all the calls that had come to her from him were coming from the Artarmon Telstra tower. And she's like, "That's odd, because he said he was in the Blue Mountains."
Yeah, sure.
And called Telstra to wonder, why does it ping from Artarmon?
Yeah, what's going on?
Turns out he was just staying at a girl's place in Artarmon the whole time. 10 days on a little just into Sydney.
Yep.
Jaunt with another girl, and every time he'd call to say, "Honey, I'm just coming back from the Blue Mountains, going to the hotel," he was just going from his workplace to the girl's place in Artarmon.
Unbelievable. Oh. You can get caught in so many ways, man.
Tanya in Rosebery, what happened to your auntie, Tanya?
My auntie found out that my uncle was cheating on her when she was notified by the police. that he'd actually had a heart attack during a session and was at his girlfriend's place.
Do you go to the hospital? That's the thing.
Yeah, where, or do you just stop leave caring? Him? Do you go, oh, God, here he is. Oh, what a silly duffer.
Because, yeah, at the hospital, they would say, well, we've got to notify your partner.
Was he all right, Tanya?
No, he passed away.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely don't go to the hospital.
Died doing what he loved.
Yeah, you could
just
say
not,
that.
Just not with who he loved.
That's horrible.
He was...
Geez, heart attack on the job.
I mean, says, do you go to the, you're like, you're not happy about it, right? You've lost your husband, right?
Yeah, but he wouldn't have changed the will.
Are you going to the funeral? I mean, he's done the worst for the marriage. See, and now he's carked it. What do you say in the eulogy?
Can I just bring this up as well? For the girl that was there when he had a heart attack.
I know.
You would think that he was, I suppose, at the height of his climax. So you wouldn't know. Do you know what I mean, Sarah?
No,
because he would be going, oh my.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
And you'd be going, oh, wow, he's having a great time.
Is he faking or is he having a heart attack? Because I tell you what, he's certainly letting off a bit of steam here. And depending on, you know what? I don't want to make light of Tanya, but you know what? Depending on the size of him, he could have had a heart attack because he was unfit. Now, if there was a smallish girl and they were in one of the more traditional positions, it could have been hard to get off.
He
might be stuck. You might have to call and could you get this dead man off me?
It's not one to tell the kids, though, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
How did Dad
pass
away?
And you probably wouldn't bring it up at the funeral, to your point earlier, Whips. You'd just let the whole thing go.
It's a celebration of his life.
But does the girlfriend turn up to the funeral?
Oh, respectfully, you might ask her not to.
I was the last one to see him.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Says John Legend has surprised fans this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. So London commuters, they were at St Pancras Station.
Oh, and the old pancreas.
Yeah, and they've walked past and there's this gentleman on a piano for International Piano Day. And it just happened to be John Legend firing off one of his classics.
Was in the street?
In the train station.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a big piano in there.
This is his greatest song.
Has to be.
It is. He also did All of Me, which is another one that I love.
Was
and he just
disguised?
Sat there it was just him sitting there loving it, telling everyone it's International Piano Day and I'm taking over. Here I am, I'm playing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, had a great time.
God, how does everyone else get involved in International Piano Day?
It's a bit of an odd one.
Get your keys out, you know what I mean, guys?
Well, who would be our equivalent? I reckon if we got Guy Sebastian down to a train station to do a performance.
Play a bit of piano.
Jess Mowboy, maybe. Delta's good on the keys.
Who is Australia's greatest pianist?
Well, would you put Delta up there? She
you know,
is
John,
barely amazing.
John Foreman.
No. John Foreman is amazing.
Jeez, he's sharp on the keys, on the ivory there.
Yeah, but can he sing?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see both.
I don't know. There's no one else that's coming to mind as a pianist.
We have a little piano at home. The boys love it. Banging on it.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't. You know what? You know when they do it? Right when the news starts and I want to hear the headlines. Just Ted will get up and he'll be filling the back of his nappy at the same time, just smashing on this piano.
Oh, is he going to get piano lessons? I've thought about taking up guitar with Huey.
Piano,
so we learn at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do. Piano is the greatest instrument to learn about music to start with.
Yes.
Right? Go and understand the keys and a bit of the basic structure.
Your own little Elton John.
Hey.
In the making.
Tiny dancer, you know what I mean?
Guys, movie bosses are reportedly having to keep Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson apart. They're both in the new Fast and Furious movie, but remember they had that falling out on the set of the last film, and Dwayne Johnson did those interviews where he said his female co-stars are amazing, the male co-stars are a different story, and he called them candy asses and all sorts of things. Anyway, the promotion for the new Fast and Furious has started, but Dwayne Johnson is missing. It's Vin Diesel, Charlize Theron, and the
Diesel.
Rest of the cast.
Johnny Diesel's probably Australia's greatest guitarist.
Yeah. I do love Diesel.
He would be good in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really fit.
I was completely lost with that story. I won't lie. I dropped out halfway through.
Vin Diesel and The Rock are fighting, mate.
That's all you need to say. That story went for far too long.
And it's Fate and the Furious.
Is it? So you got the
what
movie
is this
wrong
live
as well.
Air
did you get the music?
Now?
Did you get the movie wrong as well?
Yeah, well, you haven't even seen one of them.
The new Fast and Furious film, which is what it is.
What was that movie? You went and saw Ryan Gosling's Drive and you thought it was like Fast and Furious.
It's a terrible film. And you walk around saying it's Ryan Gosling's greatest film.
The modern Bill Collins.
Michael Whitfield. Ryan Gosling has done some terrible films.
Well, yeah, but you look at the
Get
Notebook.
Get out of town, Sarah.
The Notebook.
Fitzy, I saw The Nice Guys the other day. I will Good never
film.
Get that hour and a half back.
It's a funny film.
It's a great movie.
How dare you come in here
Please?
And suggest that was a bad
that
film.
That is an awesome movie.
Oh,
well,
I'm
you
so
have,
sorry
you
I
have ruined International Piano Day.
Mate,
no way, man. No, I'm not playing for you anymore.
Notebook,
sorry,
Blue
I
Valentine.
Stopped listening. What are you talking about? That story went for
Ooh,
too long.
Sarah.
Shut up. Keith Urban has said that he's scarred looking at Nicole Kidman. You know, I've been telling you about Big Little Lies,
oh, yeah.
the show on Foxtel, which is fabulous, and she's in it, and Reese Witherspoon and a cast of other actors. Anyway, in the show, her relationship with her husband is quite volatile, and it stems, you know, domestic violence. Anyway, she's been coming home with quite a few bruises.
Oh, God,
and no. Keith Urban says he's actually been quite upset by it. But he understands she's an artist. He was just devastated seeing her back at one stage. She's
so
covered
he's like,
in marks.
Like got grabbing on the arms and leaving bruises
yeah.
on her arms.
She's only she's very tall, but she's only a thin woman. I imagine she'd
yeah, right.
probably get knocked around a bit. But yeah, Jeez. It's a fabulous show, but you know, good on
I haven't seen that
it.
Yet. That is meant to be really good, isn't it?
So good.
Tom's okay. been watching it.
Oh, it is just the best. Bit raunchy with Nicole the
All
other
right,
night.
Tom, too much, too long.
Like,
mate.
What do you see?
You've had your review.
You
Seriously,
see everything.
What do you
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Eyes wide shut.
Oh, no, it's not that graphic.
Legs wide open.
Nice. George Clooney, finally, guys.
Who is this guy?
Well, hang on a minute.
You're
I'm just
Turney, Turney's
hey,
mic
hang on a minute.
Off.
I'm trying to get involved.
Turn it off, Joe. Thank you.
You're not trying to get involved. You're trying to criticise. You've thrown me off. I don't know where I'm
Sarah.
Going.
What else have you got?
Continue.
Finally, George Clooney, he said he's ready to meet his twins, but he was asked if he's been busy baby-proofing the house or practising how to change diapers, and he was very quick to shut down the idea that he needs extra rehearsal rounds.
I played a pediatrician on ER, right? So I know how to work on extra children.
Yeah.
If there's any accidents, I'm there.
Yeah, he's ready.
I'm
he's
the guy.
Because he played a doctor on TV.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
That's it.
He would have to be the hottest doctor of all time on television,
Absolutely.
Wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
What about McDreamy?
McDreamy is very sexy, but George Clooney has not changed at all.
When did Clooney go? He went grey at a very young age, I think.
He made grey look good.
Didn't
he?
He
owns it.
Doncaster on Saturday, big one at Randwick Racecourse. If you want to go get tickets, go to theatc.com.au. This man will be performing there. We love him. Ronan Keating, you're a jet, mate. Well done, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello, mate. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. What's happening? How's it going? You as well?
We're good, buddy.
We're going
really good.
Very well, mate. Excited to have you back home. You know, you're about to...
Nice to be here.
About to become a father. You're performing this Saturday.
It's all going on. I'm back in Oz. Great to be back. What's going on with the weather, fellas?
Yeah,
seriously.
I know. My greatest apologies. We did everything we can. We sent it up north for you and it turned really ugly. But
yeah,
we,
not great.
We kept Sydney okay-ish.
Yeah.
Mate, have you got your head around becoming a dad again?
I'm very excited, actually, yeah. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's like five and a half weeks away we are now. It's like so close.
How's Storm feeling,
she's looking
mate?
Good. Yeah, she's great. She's really good.
Well, you married a storm, so there's a fair few storms around Australia at the moment. How is a pregnant storm to handle? Have you handled that well? Have you gone into hiding?
No, she's handling it well, actually. Yeah, I think I'm handling her with, what do they say, kid gloves? No, she's actually fantastic. She's embraced the whole thing. In such an incredible way. I'm excited to see her as a mother, I have to say.
How's the nursery going, Ronan? Have you decked it out? Like, what did you go with?
You know me, lads. I've been painting.
slaving away.
You're slaving away, getting it all ready. Wait till you see it. It's unbelievable. I'll send you a photo.
Okay. Is she a little bit nervous, mate? Because last time you performed at Randwick Racecourse, there were a couple of bras that were thrown up onto stage, Ronan.
I think one of them was yours, pal, wasn't it?
I think I hit you with my undies.
Yeah. No, it was great fun. We had a hell of a night. The weather was beautiful. It was a great day racing, and I had a great fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm coming back. I'm going to go racing today, and then, got the gig in the evening.
Because I think last time when we were at the track road, and you had a pretty good day, and we were both trying to chase some horses. But what I love
constantly.
About it, constantly, what have you got? What do you reckon? What do you got? Race five.
Yeah.
And then, but you're trying to do that and at the same time keep a level head.
That's the problem with you Aussies, man. I tell you, you're terrible. The peer pressure was shocking.
It's us, is it?
Like, I was, It's absolutely shocking. I've got my mates coming with me, and we're having a bit of a lad's day out, going racing, and then we've got the gig. For me, I've got to stay off it. I've got to be, you know, ready to go. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, can I ask you, because you were a new judge on The Voice last season, what do you think of the new lineup, Boy George, Seal, Delta, and Kelly Rowland?
Yeah, I'd say it'll be great. I mean, Boy George was on The Voice in the UK, and he did great. And then the rest of them are all season pros on the show. Obviously, Seal has done it a few years. Actually, I don't know. Has Kelly done it in the US? I don't know. Yeah, maybe she has, maybe she hasn't. And then Delta's, she's got 3 or 4 years under her belt. So I think it'll be great. It'll be great to see, the talent that comes out of it this year.
Are you doing some acting at the moment? There's whispers going around. Are you doing some stuff for Love Child, the television show?
Yeah, we started shooting yesterday, so I'm back on set today. Yeah, we're shooting at the moment. I'm here till Wednesday shooting a couple of episodes on season four.
What's your character?
I'm a Dr. Lawrence Faber, love interest of Jones, played by Jessica.
Jessica Murray.
He's a great character. We'll see how it goes.
You've got to give us a line, Ronan. Give us something out of one of
get
your
out
scenes.
Of it.
Come on,
get
give us a line.
I can't, lads. There's an embargo. Wow. New line.
I mean, do you walk in and go, the doctor is here and I'm not a love child?
Yeah.
Probably
do you
not.
Concur?
Have you been an extra in any other movies, or have you done ads when you were a kid, Ronan? Have you done any acting?
Oh yeah, I played a stormtrooper in all of the Star Wars. you just never get to see me.
Wow,
that was me.
Well, enjoy this Saturday, and if you want to get along, go to atc.com.au. Royal Randwick, a huge day performing at the championships on day one. Get down there and see Ronan, mate. Good luck with everything, and if we don't
speak to
you before the little child arrives, mate, it's great news. Congratulations.
Thanks, fellas.
Tell me more.
That's right, tell me more. We go around the room, we give you a headline, you got to say what you want to hear more about. Michael, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Mick. Great to have you on board this morning. We're going to go around the room, okay? Starting with the one and only, Matty DeGroot. What have you got?
Reads, American President Donald Trump wants to ban what from the internet?
I would have emphasized the what more if I was you.
Yeah, but you're going to a weird sort of next level high pitch place.
Got you, okay. Do you want me to go next?
What do you got?
Headline reads, the reason why a couple was trying to sell a baby on Craigslist will shock you.
Oh, God,
will
I want to know
shock
more.
You.
Tell me more. Sarah Ann McGilvray.
All right, headline reads, you won't believe what Australian animal was walking down a Detroit street.
I don't know. Is it a platypus?
I don't know. Could it be a wombat?
I'm just having a guess. I can't get out of my car.
You'll have to wait and see what Michael decides he wants to hear more about. My headline reads, the bizarre contest an Ethiopian tribe runs will baffle you.
Oh, there's a baffle in there.
Yeah, I'm baffled. Michael, what do you want to do? What headline? You need to tell me more.
I'm thinking the Ethiopian tribes. You don't hear much from Ethiopia these days.
Tell me more. All right, Michael has decided he wants to hear more about the headline I read out. The bizarre contest an Ethiopian tribe runs will baffle you. That was the headline. And the story goes, and this is a competition.
That's a stretch, right?
Tribe stuff, is it, mate?
Hey, how good's the new Lion King movie going to be?
Hang on a minute.
One?
The live action, like a Beauty and the Beast.
Are you joking?
The Lion King, they announced it a week ago.
Did they?
Yeah. Amazing. Cannot wait.
I think
Donald Glover.
Danny Glover?
No, Donald Glover.
Who's Donald?
He's a rapper, Tom. Childish Gambino. He's one of the voices in there. But they're going to do a new Lion King, which would be amazing. Elton John would have to sing the song again, wouldn't he?
Circle of Life.
Yeah,
Circle
hopefully.
Of Life.
Can you feel?
No, that's not it.
That's a different one.
Hakuna
Matata, mate.
For the record, Africa is so far away from Ethiopia.
Yeah, just for the record.
Hang on, DeGroot, you've just Googled it on your phone to check.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make
let's
sure.
Not, I just saw you put your head down.
Yeah, but it's also correct.
But I love how he goes, just to make sure, guys.
No, but I kind of.
It's near Sudan, South Sudan, and Somalia, for those interested in their geography for Thursday morning.
Thanks,
well,
Matty.
It's still Africa, though, isn't it?
Really good spot. No, it's not. Here we go, guys. The tribesmen, how good is this? And I would love to compete in this. And why don't we, as a state, get behind a competition like this? The men in this tribe are encouraged for 6 months to go away.
All right, boys trip.
And your job is to fatten up to the biggest you can possibly be before wandering back into the town. And the fattest guy out of it gets the best looking girl in the village.
He's the snack man!
So what, now that is a competition.
If you're in the middle of the forest, though, it's not like you can go, guys, let's go for a big trip and go, let's go to Macca's through the drive-thru or something. Where do you go to fatten up?
All you do is drink milk. That's what they do. They sit under a tree and just hang out with the lads drinking milk all day, trying to get fat. And because it's hot there as well, they've got to drink it quickly so it doesn't coagulate and curdle.
You'd feel
and
so sick.
So you don't want to spew up there because then you're starting to lose weight.
Yeah.
So, but the size is meant to be attractive. It's meant to represent power
because
and presence.
Because the Ethiopian marathon runners are considered one of the best in the world, and they're so sick. The whole population
they
is
don't
so
get
sick.
Any chicks, mate. They don't get the girls.
They don't get the girls.
No way.
You don't. No way.
You wouldn't. They're such good runners.
You wouldn't see. I don't think I've ever seen an overweight Ethiopian person.
No.
The photos from this story, they're so fat. Right? Some of them are struggling to walk back into town. They've jumped on the back of a van as they're being delivered into town, and they're rolling out of the back of the van completely nude. So it's not a great vision. But the girls are lined up there, and the families represent them. So I'd have to say to Dad, on behalf of the Whipfleas, I put my hand up to represent our team.
Oh,
so I'm going to go and get that hot girl.
And this
I've just got to put on 50 kilos.
You should do an OB from over there, mate.
Do you reckon?
Yep. Send him over there. You'd be the Justin Bieber of that village, I'd suppose.
Most talented, do you mean? Oh. Are you thinking?
No. The fattest.
Oh, the fattest.
And that's what the story's all about.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Sarah, would Nova be behind something like this?
No. Oh, actually, we would pay to send you away, but it's a one-way ticket. Just record it on your phone, mate.
Yeah, would there be a prize for coming home really fat?
The prize is for all of us without you.
God, everyone that enters gets diabetes.
Why don't
everyone? You get diabetes.
Does the village have an email account or do they have a fax machine over there? Why don't we put you in the uniform? What's their uniform? Just a little pair of
Ethiopian.
Yeah, just be a loincloth around the member. Yeah.
We'll send you a photo of you in a loincloth over to them.
Yes.
And let's just see if we get some likes from the girls in the village.
It's a great
idea. It's like a traffic dating sort of thing.
Yep. Let's organise. Where's Sean from online? Come and take a photo of me just with a little bit of cloth over it.
NRL footy show tonight after the footy on Channel 9. You can see all the big names on there, including this man who's just made a trip over to Korea to interview Scarlett Johansson for Ghost in the Shell. It's Bo Ryan!
Bo Ryan, welcome, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. South Korea. Not going to the North.
Well,
how
we'll
close?
Have to find out tonight.
Really?
I had a few words for you with Kim Jong-un.
How's he going?
Good. Big fan
Kim
of...
Kim Jong-un!
Yeah. Yeah, great song. Big fan of Nova.
Oh,
is he?
What does he listen to?
What
podcast?
Show? Loves the Groot.
Does he?
Yeah. Loves the Groot from Halsey's surgery.
From one dictator to another, MDG.
Oh, can you say
the
that?
The old de Groot.
Can you say that?
So okay, you're over there to interview Scarlett Johansson for the movie, but, I mean, did you get to experience some of the culture?
Yeah, what's it
like? Seoul's nice. It's they're very westernised there. It was freezing cold, which I should have looked at the weather there before I got there.
Just took your
two
boardies.
Singlets, shirt.
Had you added ass shorts on?
And me loafers.
Yeah, sure.
But it was good. It was a good city. We didn't spend that much time with the cast and crew because, you know, they pretend they know you, but then after it, no one wants to know you. They're
all like,
we worked with them, that's as far as we get.
But you were saying that they want to be Westerners over there in Korea.
In Korea, they love Aussies, they love Americans, and, you know, I was changing my accent all the time, you know what I mean? Because, you know, international waters. And we just, we had fun. Korean barbecue was great.
That would have been nice.
I love Korea, yeah.
Yeah.
No, shout out to all the Koreans out there.
Can you tell us, this is astounding, you told us a statistic of how many plastic surgeries are opening up every day in South Korea, and why?
Because they were coming up to me saying, where do I get my Botox?
Yeah.
I said Sydney.
Just my name.
Double Bay.
Double Bay, mate.
But, they're opening up all the time. It's just, mate, there's 50 million people there and everyone's, doing their own thing. But I like it. I'll go back for sure.
How do you say hello in Korean, man?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim
Jong-hello.
Did you get close to the... Kim Jong-hello. Did you get close to the border?
We went down to the DMZ.
What do you see?
You just see the same haircut for 200 million people. 200 million people, same
and
haircut.
And a safari suit.
I actually don't think we can talk about this. I think we're all going to be dead this time tomorrow.
What is it? A big wall? Like, is it a Berlin Wall or is it a picket fence?
No, it's a wall. It's not that big, but then there's mountains for about 4 hours.
Yeah, right.
So you get through them, get through the bears, then you got to get through.
Not easy.
Customs.
Yeah, tough game.
Not good, mate.
Yeah.
And how was Scarlett Johansson?
She was good. You know, I'm more excited about this week because I'm going to Berlin on Sunday for the footy show over to see Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah, sure, your man.
But The Rock's not going to be there. Just text me. It's got beef with Vin Diesel.
Well, there's a Sarah brought this up at 7:30 today.
Mm. Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, well done, someone told me the story was boring, but I reckon he'll hear it from you.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll listen to you, bro.
Yeah, the Vin Diesel and The Rock. It's similar to Benji and Robbie.
They
get along in front of the cameras, but behind closed doors, hate each other.
Yeah, but isn't this a situation, right, where you got to get a mate to step in?
That's right. Well,
and that's you. You're the equaliser.
He said, if push comes to shove, where you at? And I said, look, I'm with you.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
You're a bit more famous at the moment and Vin Diesel's lost his way.
Yeah, sure.
This is true. Years and years ago, it would have been about 5-6 years ago, because we did this on our show, but the Rudy Hill RSL actually advertised that Vin Diesel was going to make an appearance there one night. Mm.
You serious?
And people were going into meltdown.
Vegas of the West.
A couple of people actually got off the pokies, thought that he was going to be there, and we rang Vin's management, and they said they didn't know anything about it.
Who was out there?
I mean, no one rocked up. I don't know. I think it was Diesel, the guitarist.
Oh, confusing.
But, great singer.
Great singer.
Hey, can you do me a favour when you see The Rock? Because last time we all caught up and we were in LA.
You want longer in the junket?
Well, yeah, we'd love a little bit more time, but we wanted to apologise.
Everyone's got 4 minutes with him. I think next week he's giving me 2.5 days.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You were just playing footy with him.
We were just, yeah,
but
hanging out.
We wanted to apologise because there was a playing card with a naked man on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
During the interview.
Yeah, Angela Bishop dropped it. Did you slot it into her?
Yeah, we put it into her notes.
You put it into her notes.
And I don't know if The Rock liked it.
No, well, she asked if it was me, and I said it was Jabba.
It was Jabba.
And no one's ever seen Jabba ever again.
Which was weird. Bo
knows. This is Bo Ryan. Your
favourite movie. We haven't done movies before. We were going to do Bo Knows How Many Partners You've Had.
Yeah.
Because you're quite good at that as well. I mean, guessing that is.
Yep,
sure.
You're throwing me under the bus there.
No numbers there.
So hang on, we've got to guess their favourite movie.
Yeah, the movie. Yeah, so you're just going to ask questions. People have rung in. You've got no idea what their favourite movie is. You ask questions, Bo, and you've got to have a crack at it. This is a bit tough today.
How long
today.
Have we got? Because we've got a peak hour coming up.
Yeah, here. Okay.
Yeah, well, you've got to go, dude.
You've got a show tonight. 3 minutes.
Yeah. There's a show at 1 a.m. tonight.
Yeah, 3 minutes. All right, first contestant is Laura in Croydon Park. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Laura.
Hey, Laura, it's Bo. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Can you speak up a bit? Can you answer the question again? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So you're from Croydon Park, yeah?
I'm actually from Des Moines.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, okay. We'll be honest. Be honest. Are you Lebanese?
No.
Oh, okay. You're Lebanese because I thought you were from Croydon Park, but you're from Des Moines. That threw me out. Are you a cat or a dog?
Girl. Dog.
Good
dog.
Question.
Okay. Mm. All right. And you're not Kiwi.
No.
Okay. Ooh. So you're not Kiwi, you're not Lebanese, and you're from Des Moines.
Gone from Lebanese to Kiwi.
Are you a big Ed Sheeran fan?
Massive.
Massive. You like his new stuff, don't you?
I love all of his stuff.
Okay. Have you
beginning
ever,
to now.
Have you ever cried
listening
to Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Oh, this is...
Was this the last couple of years?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think?
You like Ryan Gosling?
Yep.
You like The Notebook, don't you, Laura?
Yep.
Wow! Wow!
Was it the Ed Sheeran?
Was it the Ed Sheeran?
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
The dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
when not she the said fact she that she's be... not Lebanese.
Nah, because she threw me off. She tried to throw me a curveball by saying she lived in Croydon Park. If we're going to play this game, we have to be honest.
Okay. So true. Okay.
So true, because I'm inside my own mind.
Well done, mate.
Well done. Good start.
No worries. Luke, have a great day, Laura. I'll speak to you later.
Luke in Manly. You heard Bo, mate.
Hello?
Be honest if you can. You're speaking to Bo Ryan.
Luke, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Bon. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate.
Bon.
Would you call me Bon, as in Bon Jovi, or as in Bono? Do you like Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Do you like Bono?
Kind of.
Do you know my actual name?
Bo?
Bo, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, that's good. Let's just clear that. It's not Bono.
That's a good start.
I know.
Okay. Do you like Ed Sheeran?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, I know you don't, mate. Okay. You don't have to yell. okay, and so you're from Manly. Do you go for Manly?
No, Dragons.
Do you go for the? I was just about to say you go for the Dragons, don't you? Yeah. So, but try not to answer the questions, mate. Just the ones I ask.
Just yes or no.
Okay. Were you born in the northern suburbs?
Yes, I was.
Northern Beaches.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Come on, mate.
Did you go pretty good at school?
Kind of.
Yeah, but you could have done a little bit better.
Yes, I could have.
If you applied yourself. Are you studying a little bit now on the side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mate, you're a Star Wars boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh!
your favourite movie, Luke?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Which one? Oh, no, wait up. Bonus point. Which you got to pick which one? Which Star Wars is his favourite?
Well, mate, I can hear it on in the background.
What?
I can hear it's on in the background at Luke's house.
What is it?
Star Wars.
No, yeah, but what one?
Can you just turn up a little bit for me, Luke?
Okay.
In the background? Yeah. Force Awakening.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Force Awakening.
Yes, it is. Yeah!
He's watching it. You're watching it now. That's a rookie error, man.
Bonus points for
Bo
Ryan.
Go back to sleep, buddy. Oh, good chat, all right? It's not Bono.
Okay, last sorry, one. Natasha in Liverpool. Hi, Tash.
Hello.
Okay. All right, we've got Bob
Tash,
here
how
for
are
you.
You?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you a Robbie Farrell or Benji Marshall sort of girl?
Benji Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. That's a stupid question. Okay. What's your background? Where are you from?
Dad's Lebanese, mum's Australian.
Oh wow. Wahiatala. Okay, that's great. Zaytun. We could talk about that for ages.
What does that mean?
I swear to God, don't worry about it. That's
okay.
A swear word. It's not true.
12 guys, 12 guys.
Has anyone in your family ever had a run-in with the police?
Yes.
Okay,
Okay.
Is that pretty recently?
No.
We've got a criminal.
Over 5 years ago.
Pardon?
Over 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is your favourite member of Nova?
Sarah.
Oh!
Good girl.
Thank you.
Okay. Who do you prefer out of Smallsy and Matt DeGroot? You have to say one.
Matt DeGroot.
Correct again.
So what is it? Is this making any sense, Bo? Is it coming to you?
Try not to talk when I'm
thinking,
mate.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Do you like NFL?
No.
Do you like NFL movies?
Yes.
Remember the Titans?
Yes!
Oh! Thank
you! Wow!
The gift!
Lebanese background, when they first come here not long ago, they would have been introduced to that. Everyone, they love Remember the Titans. I've got a lot of mates out that way. Big shout out to all my mates out there. A lot of Jahash. Good chat, man. Good chat.
Wow, that was a mate.
Yeah,
you've got a gift, man. Well
I know,
done.
I know, man. But look, I'd love to stay and chat all day, but I've got to go.
Yeah, good luck tonight on the show, mate.
Big show tonight. We've got Georgie Burgess coming on.
Great.
Oh, great.
And Scotty Sattler's going to be on there as well.
Scotty Sattler's going to be there and... Tommy's doing his thing, and we've got South/North Korea. So if you don't see me ever again, I've been taken by the North Korea.
Good on you, mate. You've got a real future in the industry, Bo. Well done. You're getting a lot better.
Jobs coming up.
Yeah,
here
no, no. Casanova, maybe. Yeah.
What about Smallsy? Get some work.
Yeah, Smallsy surgery.
Okay. Yep. No worries.
You've got the
good
job,
on you, mate.
All right,
Sydney's Fitzy and
Wither. Nova. This is an interesting one. As you get older, do you think you should become fussier or a bit more relaxed about who you meet and the partner that you decide to spend some time with?
Well, you probably should become more relaxed, shouldn't you?
Well, you would think so.
More accepting
a bit more
of
forgiving.
People.
You don't have too much of a choice, mate.
You're right. Your numbers are down.
At that age, it's not like you can go to a nightclub and pick up an 18-year-old girl.
See, I've got friends that are my age. What am I, 37? And they haven't had any luck in love. And they're already thinking about men that have divorced. So if you look at what the numbers would say, that if it's sort of after 7 years, that maybe close to 50% of people break up, they're thinking, well, maybe I'll just sit around and wait till sort of 45 age mark and then the market will become flooded again.
Well, it will, technically. I've got a friend who, she's a bit the same, but then as part of her criteria, you know, no kids and has to be a certain age.
Yeah, so
and
all you're these limiting sorts of things. Your choices.
Yeah, so you
there.
Absolutely cut it back. You know, has to have a certain level of education, a good job, not be too heavy because otherwise it means they're not active, but don't be too fit or you're obsessed with the gym.
Well, see, Tom tells us, Tom, you go on RSVP regularly just to see what your choices are just in case your marriage does break down.
Well, I haven't
gone
on for quite some time.
Getting much? Much interest?
How is your profile pic? What are you doing at the moment, Tom? Is it the bicep curls in the gym or is it a jet ski shot?
It was the jet ski shot.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I like that shot.
From Matt DeGroote's success with
this
shot.
This friend of mine, she, I kind of, great girl, don't get me wrong, but I think if you put together a list, you're kind of shooting for the stars and limiting yourself. On her criteria, I'll give you a little bit of it. Must be under 40. Okay. Should be slightly European or have some link to European background.
That was like that woman on Married at First Sight who wanted a Polynesian islander man.
I need an islander.
Hang on a minute, Dale. Just take whoever served up.
Poor Aussie bloke rocked up with a Peter Stuyvesant in his mouth and she just went, looked at him and went, you're not islander.
No.
You don't have any culture about you at all.
He was a little white guy.
I like betting on the horses.
Sure, marry me.
What else has she got on her list? Needs to have a good style of shoe and dress sense. Well, of course, these are all wonderful wishes. Yeah, and we all think about this perfect Hollywood movie where we walk into a bar, lock eyes with the dream man and think, God, this is it forever.
Shoes is a funny one, though, because as a girl, you don't notice them unless they're really bad.
Yeah.
So a decent shoe, don't notice, whatever. But if a guy's wearing really bad shoes, all of a sudden that becomes
okay,
a thing.
Okay, let's say, what would your first thoughts be on, okay, let's say you didn't know Whipper and I. All right, yes. And you saw us for the first time. Now, yeah. What am I wearing? I'm wearing a pair of Adidas trainers.
Yeah.
Whipper's wearing a pair of loafers.
No, I'm not.
What are your first thoughts on a pair of loafers versus a pair of Adidas trainers?
Well, trainers, I think, look great on a guy, but as long as you're not wearing them like Jerry Seinfeld, you know, the oversized,
okay, yeah,
sure.
the baggy
jeans.
Yeah.
And a loafer is okay, but if you've got a jumper around your shoulders as well, then that's where you've lost me.
Yeah, okay, well, I didn't. Yeah. I don't have
well,
a cable
you have in the past.
And it's lemon.
No, I don't. It's a range of pastel colours. I'm changing by the half hour.
Yeah.
See, what is the example of the worst shoe a guy can wear? Like, if a guy's listening right now and he's thinking...
Crocs.
No, you're not wearing Crocs on a date. Well, if a guy turns up to a restaurant.
Those, do you know Bo wears them in here sometimes? Those sandals. Like
they're trendy at the moment.
They are coming back in fashion.
Yeah.
They're just a bit of a question mark because it's a bit of a relaxed shoe. Haven't put much effort in.
13, 24, 10, love to know what you've got on your list. She's also got on her list, needs to have a driver's license. Well, that's fairly standard.
Okay.
Must wear a fragrance or cologne. That's a dangerous one, isn't it?
Because that can be off-putting.
That can be really off-putting.
Some people smell bad.
The majority of people wear an aroma.
Yeah, they have it. But, you know, there was one girl that used to work here at Nova, and I'll tell you what, man, it was the worst perfume I've ever smelled.
Yeah, you noticed it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you did. And it was off-putting. You'd walk past her door in her office and you'd go, how do you not know? How are you not smelling that?
Who was it?
And the poor thing, I can't say
it.
I'm not going to say her name.
Do it. Go on.
Not going to say her name.
Who was it?
No.
Millie.
Oh,
it was not Millie.
No, it's not Millie. But you would, and I'm surprised. I was wondering
Frenchie?
If a girl would get. She had a lot strong. She was a smoker though, Frenchie. So
Frenchie,
she was on the gaspers, and
she
then would come in
the
after
perfume.
Spraying a bit of perfume on, and you'd go,
you
"I love,
with her quite a bit
I love that tobacco scent you've got wafting around your neck. That's just beautiful." Anyway, you would have thought another girl would have taken her aside and said, hey, that fragrance is just a stinker.
Well, that's pretty offensive, though, because it's one thing to say to someone you've got BO and then it's, well, okay, I've got to do something about it. To tell them that their chosen fragrance is off is a little bit rude.
Sense of humour on the list.
Not even on the list.
One Night Stan, a 6 original comedy specials only on Stan. You can also see comedians like Celia Piccola, Sam Simmons, Judith Lucy, Tom Gleason, and these two legends, Will Anderson and Tommy Bella.
Welcome, boys.
Oh, good morning.
I mean,
yes,
nice to have you here. With such a strong cast, was someone put in charge of being team captain? And they went around and went, I want you, not you, I'll take you and you and you.
Basically they let off with me because they wanted to finally give a white straight guy a break in Australia. And
thank God.
I mean, really, I feel like it was like, you know, it was minority casting. I get it. I mean, out of that thing, they had to have one white straight guy to do it.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Like, you know, Tom Gleason's like, I'm white and straight. And they're like, no, you've got red hair. You don't count.
Yeah,
Sam Simmons is kind of pansexual, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't describe whatever his sexuality is.
There,
Dorito nipples. That's his sexuality.
Tommy sandwich. Tommy, there was a few photo shoots though. What was it like when you get all these comedians together? Are you a competitive bunch?
No, I despise these older generations. You know, they're crusty. They're over. They're
of
over
course.
The hill. They're done. I'm the new generation, the new voice, the fresh thing. I was sabotaging them, talking them down, giving them a lot of stick. It was great fun.
Yeah, and we're kind of amused by that. It's nice to have a new puppy, you know. He hasn't been house trained yet, but we like his attitude, you know.
Oh, whatever, Grandpa.
He's young. He's ambitious. One day he'll be able to get married. Like, you know, it's going to be a different world.
Can I?
Hopefully to a puppy.
I would love to explore this a little bit more because, Will, you've been in the industry for over 20 years now as a comedian.
Yeah, mate, and every one of them good.
And getting better
just
by
getting
the day.
Better, mate. Just warming up into it.
Yeah.
Ballard's been measuring up my chair. But.
but when Tom came onto the scene, you were a massive fan of Tom early on. I mean, Tom, do you get advice from Will Anderson? Did he take you under your wing? What's some of the tips that you get from Will?
He's done nothing for me.
Yeah, sure.
cut me off at every single turn.
Yeah.
No, Will Anderson is, and on a serious note, can we just be serious for a second, guys?
Yeah. No.
Come on. Will Anderson is one of the most supportive comedians in the entire world. Myself and a bunch of other young comedians would not be where we are today if it wasn't for this fight.
He's not dead. He hasn't died.
And no. I'm dying, guys.
He's not that old.
Thank you very much for coming to my last ever radio interview.
He's young. He's just experienced.
So nice.
And I will be hosting Gruen in 2017.
Wow. Congratulations on the gig.
Well done for jumping on board the Titanic as it goes into the iceberg, mate. Well done.
I'll take anything.
It's like you're putting a handkerchief to his mouth like Kim Jong-un's half-brother. That's it, Will. You're
sleep
gone.
Now, Will.
Your show is called Critically Will. Is that a sign, Will?
No. When I get really sick, mate, it's going to be called Terminally Will. And then it's going to be Last Will and Testament. I have planned this all out.
Yes, in Will Health.
Well, yeah, as a young comedian, though, Tom, is it hard coming through? Like, is it a competitive industry? You know, when you first start, is it tough?
Look, there are more and more comedians all the time, it seems, but the Australian comedy community is small enough that if you are an a-hole, people will find out pretty quickly.
Yes.
And you'll be left out of the team, and being nice and supportive for each other is kind of half the deal. Someone told me, Will, that the generation before you was occasionally not necessarily as supportive necessarily, so people in your particular generation have been very, very kind to the
audience. Yeah, I think every generation's a reaction to the previous generation.
Yes.
So, like, they were really mean to us, so we've been really nice to you guys. So you're probably going to be really mean to the next lot. That's how it'll go.
Yeah.
No one's getting into comedy for that reason.
Yeah. No, I mean, I saw Tom's show recently, his brand new show that he's touring. I saw it up in Brisbane. And it's when you watch young comedians do work that is of this standard, all you realise is that we'll be the people who are the dinosaurs, and you're going to have this young generation of comedians who are going to come through and make this amazing work. And it's, I think, as like one of the older people, it's just really nice to see that. It's just nice to see like a path that you have kind of, at least, you know, kind of opened up a little.
Yep.
And then all these people come through and make this amazing stuff.
Well, boys, we're pumped about One Night Stand. You can check it out on Stan, but also Tommy, you got Problematic, which will be coming to Sydney at the end of April, and also Critically Will, you'll see as well. Boys, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much, and good luck down in Melbourne.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, lads. Take it easy. Listen. Fitzy and Whipper.